Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The legendary anime and manga artist Akira Toriyama has passed away. He was 68. For March 8th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Capcom is bucking industry trends by actually giving their employees raises. Skull and Bones start seeing some deep discounts, and we'll check out the week that was in video game news with the Friday replay. Thursday evening, devastating news rocked not just the manga and anime worlds, but the video game world as well. Akira Toriyama, the man behind the Dragon Ball series, has passed away on March 1st, 2024, from complications arising from a subdural hematoma. He was 68 years old, and if you can believe it, he was still working hard on his 45-year-long career. Toriyama started his manga career at the age of 23 after quitting his day job at an advertising agency in Nagoya, Japan, where he designed posters. His first published work was in 1978, appearing in the weekly Shonen Jump magazine called Wonder Island. It was a short two-part manga that was a parody of 1970s pop culture. However, it wasn't successful for Toriyama, and he continued to work on several other projects that never really got off the ground. After a couple of years of trial and error, Toriyama found a little success with his first serialized work, Dr. Slump, in 1980. Dr. Slump continued until 1984 and solidified Toriyama's writing and art style for future works to come. His next serialized manga series was originally called Dragon Boy and catapulted him into manga stardom. Dragon Boy eventually became Dragon Ball, and between 1983 and 1985 became the best-selling manga series of all time. During this time, Akira Toriyama also started his extensive work lending his art style to several video game projects. In the 1990s, Toriyama was the chief artist for the Dragon Quest series and was tapped to be the character designer for Square's Dream Team project that later became Chrono Trigger. Over the next 30 years, Toriyama would lend his talents to other game series such as Toubei No. 1 and Blue Dragon. Toriyama's career would inspire several manga and anime creators across the globe, with Dragon Ball Z becoming a cultural phenomenon that left an impact on nearly every person that grew up with it. Be it memes, parodies, or the actual words and emotion that Toriyama conveyed, everyone under the age of 40 has interacted with Dragon Ball in one way or another. At the time of this recording, Toriyama's friends and family have asked the public not to send flowers and condolences at this time. Commemorations and gatherings are currently being planned, but there's nothing that can be confirmed right now. Though, I do have to say, thank you, Akira Toriyama, for your influence on manga, anime, and video games. You will be missed by so many people that you inspired. While the rest of the video game industry is continuing to bleed talent, Capcom is rewarding their workers for their hard work. The Japanese developer is slated to raise pay by 5% for all of their employees by the end of the 2024 fiscal year. And going into 2025, Capcom's new hires will be seeing a giant leap in compensation from $1,590 per month to $2,006, a 28% increase. To fill the gap before these new salary increases take effect, Capcom is also issuing an additional monthly payment to all employees. This also includes any new hires during the 2024 fiscal year. Capcom explained that this is an extension of a strategy that they started back in 2022. Capcom has actually been investing in their workers, and it seems to be paying off dividends for them. Capcom's financial results for 2023 show that their revenue has jumped up 33% year over year, hitting $723 million. Profits after operating expenses were also up 47% year over year, with Capcom taking home $236 million. Who would have thought if you paid your employees more that they would actually deliver better results for your company? It's almost as if workers who don't have financial worries can actually put their entire focus into the games to make them better, something Western developers haven't and won't acknowledge. At least there is one video game developer who's actually setting a good precedent for the industry, for once. Ubisoft's quadruple A game, Skull and Bones, has been out for less than a month, and it's already seeing huge discounts at select retailers. Releasing on February 16th, Skull and Bones launched as expected. Ubisoft delivered an essentially severely pared-down version of Assassin's Creed Black Flag that lacked mechanics that were implemented in several other pirate games before it, such as, you know, getting off your boat and exploring an island. You're pretty much relegated to high sees piloting and shooting other boats or port towns. On top of some of the most boring gameplay I've seen in a long time, Ubisoft launched Skull and Bones as a game as a service, implementing a battle pass and cosmetics that range in cost from $1 to $20, despite Skull and Bones being billed as a full-priced $70 game. Remember that quadruple A title? Yeah. However, it seems like Best Buy and UK's Hit Games were trying to offload their stock of Skull and Bones after the poor reception, discounting Skull and Bones to $45 last week. Overall, Skull and Bones is a masterclass on how corporate greed has bastardized the video game industry. And we as consumers need to figure out exactly how to respond to this trend, because I can almost guarantee that the way that the industry has been contracting lately, we'll end up seeing a lot more of this aggressive pricing in the near future. Right, it's Friday, and this is normally where we check out a podcast review, but we don't have one this week. So if you're enjoying the show, let us know. Leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon, and we'll read it here on Fridays. All right, with it being Friday, let's check out some of the biggest stories from this week in gaming with the Friday Replay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rockstar Games is entering the final stages of development on Grand Theft Auto 6, though this final push in development is beginning with controversy. Rockstar's head of publishing, Jen Colby, sent out an email to all employees stating that management is ending remote work. Colby told staff that this decision was made to improve productivity and shore up security concerns. Colby finished her email with, quote, "Making these changes now puts us in the best position to deliver the next Grand Theft Auto at the level of quality and polish we know it requires, along with a publishing roadmap that matches the scale and ambition of the game." However, these reasons do not really reflect reality. Last month, the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco published their research on remote work and found that remote work had no effect on productivity whatsoever in 43 different industries, meaning that there is no tangible difference between in-office work and remote work when looking at productivity. For security concerns, Rockstar actually has a little validity on this one. However, it should be noted that the first massive leak of Grand Theft Auto 6 was perpetrated by a hacking savant with an Amazon Fire Stick. But what's not clear is how much data was exposed through Rockstar's remote work practices. For that matter, the leak of the reveal trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6 was perpetrated by an executive at Rockstar's Kid. So maybe we need to consider draconian measures to keep kids away from computers. I don't know. So we can at least conclude that the security concerns aren't just with remote work. Despite Rockstar's unfounded reasoning for a return-to-office mandate, workers will be forced back to the office at the start of April, which will inevitably be a soft layoff for those unable to return to office due to a variety of circumstances that most everyone should be acquainted with by now. Depending on how many employees leave Rockstar due to this poor decision by management, we could see this negatively affect Grand Theft Auto 6's final year of development. Over the weekend, Valve removed over 800 games off of Steam because of a major scam. For about 2 hours last Friday morning, Steam users were greeted by heavily discounted newer titles in their suggestions. For example, Helldivers 2 was selling for $12 and Pal World was going for $19. The Steam store pages for these games had most of the information correct, screenshots, publisher and developer links, and the description all appeared to check out. However, some savvy users noticed that the review counts for these games were off by hundreds of thousands of reviews, and the tags didn't totally match up for the games either. And when users bought and played these games, they discovered the games were actually poorly made asset flips. These fake games were created by Soul On Board Studios and Whitehole Games, which are both fake studios. What happened is that these fake studios found a way to spoof other game store pages in order to scam Steam users. However, given Steam's fast reaction to this scam and only sending out payouts once a month, it's pretty unlikely that users' money actually went to these scammers. Though it was pointed out by YouTuber Fireborn that this might actually only be the start of the actual scam. Every game developer on Steam has the ability to generate Steam keys for their games for free. This is usually done to sell games off-platform or hand out review copies, but the most common use for these free generated keys is to sell them on gray websites like G2A. Now, despite Valve removing these spoofed games from Steam, it's still possible that these scammers generated thousands of keys specifically for this purpose. When users buy these keys from G2A, they'll believe that they're buying Pal World or some other popular game, and it won't be until they redeem the code, download the game, and boot it up that they'll find out that this isn't Pal World. Because even when Valve removes a game from sale, its information and metadata is still available on the back end just in case a user holds onto their purchase. Meaning when you input these fake game keys into your Steam library, they will show up as what they were before they were removed. Now, this leaves a lot of questions to be asked of Valve, like why is it possible for developers to independently change their publishing information like this on Steam? To me, this looks like an extreme oversight by Valve that needs to be publicly addressed, because this undermines Valve's integrity in a major way, not just with consumers, but with publishers and developers as well. Early Earlier this week, Nintendo and Switch emulator developer Tropic Haze came to a settlement agreement over Nintendo's lawsuit over the Yuzu and Citra emulators. To refresh everyone from last week, Nintendo accused Tropic Haze of violating two DMCA provisions with their Nintendo Switch emulator Yuzu, citing that Tropic Haze allegedly circumvented copyright protections as well as violated anti-trafficking provisions, pointing to over a million pirated downloads of The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom as evidence of the damage emulation causes. Now, instead of litigating this case, Tropic Haze decided to take a settlement agreement. Tropic Haze, per this agreement, has relinquished ownership of the domain yuzu-mu.org to Nintendo of America. The court is also forcing all GitHub repositories and Yuzu copyright circumvention tools to be deleted. On top of ending all distribution methods of Yuzu, Tropic Haze is also required to pay Nintendo $2.4 million. While Yuzu was the focus of this lawsuit at first, Nintendo also took a stab at another emulator Tropic Haze developed, Citra, a Nintendo 3DS emulator that has been removed from all reliable distribution methods. Overall, this is one of the worst outcomes that could have come out of this lawsuit. Nintendo set a dangerous precedent by going after emulation in this fashion, using Tropic Haze as an example to show how far they'll go to ruin entities who fill the gap in the industry that console manufacturers refuse to fill. Not to mention, Nintendo also dealt a heavy blow to games preservation by going after Citra, and it has to be mentioned that Nintendo closed the 3DS store as of April last year, so this isn't even a financial issue. However, this isn't the total end of Nintendo emulation. This lawsuit will set back this one project, but there are several emulator developers out there, like EggNS or Ryujinx, still fighting the good fight. Video game entertainment took a huge hit this week with Warner Brothers Discovery shutting down its Rooster Teeth division entirely. If you've been living under a rock, Rooster Teeth was the gaming and entertainment brand that made the Halo Machinima series Red vs. Blue all the way back in 2003. Red vs. Blue skyrocketed in popularity in the mid-2000s, eventually leading to AT&T acquiring Rooster Teeth in 2014. Unfortunately, in 2024, Red vs. Blue will be ending after this next season, making the official season count an astonishing 19 seasons. Warner Brothers Discovery is currently looking for a potential buyer for the remaining Rooster Teeth podcasting network. Overall, this decision to close Rooster Teeth affects approximately 150 full-time employees, as well as an undisclosed number of contractors and sponsored content creators. The 19th and final season of Red vs. Blue is slated to release sometime this fall, and presumably is when most of the staff will be laid off. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back next week for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at LloydFFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at NateBenderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.